Exercise 7, page 105. An expert on teenage health and fitness, Claire Martin, has helped a number of youngsters through this often difficult period of their lives. Claire, from your experience, what would you say is the one thing that teenagers seem to worry about the most?
Well, I think I would have to say that they worry about their looks, and especially their weight, more than anything. They see beautiful slim models and actors and actresses in magazines and on their TV screens every day, and feel that they want to be like that too. Of course, whilst some lose weight sensibly, others, unfortunately, think that they can do it by missing meals or drastically reducing their calorie intake. As teenagers are still growing, this is very dangerous. Any kind of crash diet isn't good for them, as they can miss out on important vitamins and nutrients at this key time in their lives. People who go on crash diets usually put all the weight back on very quickly in any case. It's certainly small changes, therefore, and not a more drastic crash diet that are more likely to bring results.
So what would you suggest?
Well, first of all, you can reduce the amount of food that you put on your plate. It's also a good idea to watch what you drink. Drink water or sugar-free drinks, and skimmed or semi-skimmed milk instead of full fat, for example. Another suggestion is to simply stop eating when full. Eating slowly can also help, because it takes about 20 minutes for the brain to recognize how much food is already in the stomach. Breakfast is also very important for teens, as it gives them the energy and calcium and iron they need to start their day well. But they should choose what they eat carefully. Cereal with low-fat milk and a piece of fruit, for example, is a lot healthier than a donut and coffee. Healthy snacking on carrot sticks, fruit, or cereal bars instead of junk food such as crisps or chocolate can also help teenagers to keep up their energy levels whilst cutting down on calories.
Thanks, Claire. Any final words of advice?
Yes. It's important to remember that losing weight can be very challenging, so you'll have bad days and make mistakes. When this happens, forgive yourself and move on. Above all, remember that both exercise and diet play an important role in keeping a healthy weight. And remember, you don't have to do a team sport or an aerobics class to stay in shape. Again, small, simple changes, such as walking or cycling to school instead of taking the bus, can make all the difference.
Great advice, Claire. And on that note, let me tell you about...